I was asking Winston about this earlier too with Joe Thomas, and in terms of where it came from when you guys got him back last year, E3 to now, what did you see, and you think that kind of came out in that game against Jacksonville?
I'm proud of the growth he's made, the commitment he's made to his role in what he does best. I think we talked a lot in the offseason about that defined role he was in and getting the most out of him. I thought he came on and did good things at the end of last year. But at the same time, there was a lot of plays he left out on the field that we both felt when you go back and look at the tape. And he stepped up and he made those plays. I mean, even left one out on the field this past week. I mean, darn near had that second interception there to end the game. But his play speed was very fast, and he's got to keep it going now. I mean, that's game one. We got 15 to go left in the regular season, and he needs to keep that kind of play style and intensity level right where it's at.
You anticipate seeing what your young guys can do against a running back like they're going to see Sunday?
Great challenge. Yeah, I mean, in the division, new stadium, it's going to be everything you ask for. So I would expect that we get the best shot out of them, and I know we got to step up to the challenge. It's 28. As long as he's stepping on the field, he's going hard, and he plays at a level that is really second to none in the league as far as running backs go. So we've got to step up to that challenge. We got to be physical as a group. We got to take care of our gaps, and then we got to rally to the ball, all right, because nobody wants to be on their own. It's got to be a group tackling situation, rally to the ball to get him down in for us to have a good day.
What do you tell a guy like Blake who's never gone against Adrian, how to prepare for that?
You know what? He's seen the tape. He knows what it's about. He's a student of the game, and he knows that kind of intensity level, and he's played big-time college football. I mean, he's been in games and needs to tackled big backs before. You just tell him to go out and do your job, keep your pads down, run your feet, and wrap up, and that's about it, and we expect him to get that done.
What went through your mind when you found out that there were going to be three linebackers in total?
That we've got three, and we've got three players that we expect a lot out of, and we expect them, whatever role they're in moving forward, that they're going to get it done, and they're going to keep competing for playing time within those three, and that's about it. I mean,
back to Peterson, what did you see the Titans do on Sunday? They obviously kept him pretty well bottled up.
Boy, great job up front on tape by them. They did everything I talked about. They gap control, rally into the ball. They did a good job individually doing their job and beating blocks, and it's a group effort. And their front stepped up in their first home game. And the thing with Adrian is, to me, is you never know when big runs can happen. I mean, with him, like I said, he plays so hard every snap that it's got to be an all-day thing with him. You got to step up every play, and every time he touches the ball, do your job, and then finish to the ball.
How about the other guy, McKinnon? What's the challenge with them?
Very, very. They've done a great job of utilizing him from last year on when we matched up with them late in the season. He's got a nice role in the offense. He comes in there. He can do a lot of things out of the backfield. He's still a quality ball carrier, a quick guy who can play in space. So he's a great changeup for them whenever 28 comes out of the game. He can do a lot of good things for them.
Scott, when Bakhtiari had a step in at left tackle for the year, when it was over, both he and Campy said that he played well for being a rookie.
Yeah.
How do you look at Blake as you go through the season? Because you need him to not only play well for a rookie, you need him to play well. He's got a pretty big role now, as it's turned out. So how do you go about kind of taking that maturity and taking that opportunity that he's got and making sure that he's more than just a good rookie?
Yeah. It's a process. There's no doubt about it. I mean, every rep is important to him. Every meeting, everything that he does, he needs to take advantage of it and keep growing. And to me, as long as he keeps taking those steps forward and keeps developing as a player, whether it be with his communication, command, whether it be with his play style, whether it be with his fundamentals. He needs constant growth from game one to game 16 and then into the playoffs, hopefully. And if he can do that, I mean, from the level I've seen him at right now, it's going to be a quality season for him in how I look at it.
Has he been as advertised? Like, when you guys drafted him, we read stories about how many pages of notes he would take and all that sort of thing. Is he exactly what you guys kind of expected in that department?
No doubt. He's everything you ask for is far as just a person. I mean, it is what it starts with. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great locker room guy. It means something for him to be a part of the team, and he takes his role within the team very seriously, and he's going to do everything he can to pull his share of the load, and I think that's where it all starts with him. So he's been as advertised. He does everything you ask of him, and he does a great job of learning from his mistakes and moving forward from them.